We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Ches Amar Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Daf Ches Amar Aleph, two lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of a Gemara, smack in the middle of a Gemara, where Rav had a memra that a Mavui that was completely open to the Chatzah, but the Chatzah was wider, so the Chatzah had walls. The Chatzah is mutter to carry in, but the Mavui is not mutter to carry until you make a tikkun between the Mavui and the Chatzah. And we said that it was on first Mishnah that Chatzah Ketana to Gedolah shaped like a T, that's your mutter. So they see the Chatzah Gedolah is mutter. So why here is it different than Chatzah Gedolah? Terence says here it was worse because Rabban walked through it since the other end was open to Shisha Rabban. So Freit the Gemara, that's also I know. I know that also. But Nami Tanina, Chatzah Shah Rabban Nechnasin La Bazu, Yaisin La Bazu, a Chatzah that Rabban uses as a shortcut, they go from one end to go out the other end. Which means that what we learn from Saita that something that's a Shisharabim, Safik Tumma is Mutter, but Safik Tumma is also. What's called Shisharabim Shisharabim when it comes to Tumma? Anything that's more than a few people. So it's definitely Shisharabim Tumma because more than a few people come through it, they walk through it. But still, it's Shisharabim Shabbat. Since it has the four walls and the openings are just like doors, and it's in Shisharabim Shabbat. So you see, even though Rabim walked through it, it's not a Pirza, and it's called Shisharabim Shabbat. So what's Rabim's Chiddush? So my answer is, Ima Hassam, if you just learned that din of Chatzah Shisharabim Nechnasin L'Saicha, that Mishnah, that the Sefta, the Chatzah Shisharabim Nechnasin L'Saicha, that's only where the doorways were not connected to each other. Aval, Zeh connected Zeh, Emaloi, maybe be Aser, come to Rav and says that that's Mutter. But the Gemara says, right tomorrow, second, what are you talking about? We just said that even Rav holds only if it's not across from each other. But it's across from each other, it's Taka Aser. The Rav, Adama, Zeh connected Zeh, it's Taka Aser, hold the Rav, my Mukilo. So what's Rav's case? Then it's back Shver, Tarti Lomali, what do I need? This, it's a Mefurash Mishnah. The Lashon Tarti Lom is a little interesting. Basically, the question is, that's a Mefurash Mishnah, not Tarti. You don't say two, like Rav and a Mishnah, it's not Tarti. That the Rashba asked the Kasha, and because it has even Tarti, we're still going to learn Rashi's Pshat. The Gemara's Kasha is that Lemaisa, there's a Braisa that says, Chotzah Shah Rab Nechnosin Lo Bazu, it still has Dimash Shishi Yachid, the Shabbos. And so what's Rav's Chiddush by saying the Chotzah is Mutter, it's a Mefurash Mishnah, that it's a Shishi Rabim. That's called Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Shabbos. Zokti Gemara, Ima Hasam, Havamina Hanamila Lizroi. You would say that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Shabbos. Doesn't mean you can metaltal on it. It just means L'Chumra, if someone throws it into it, Mishirabim, he'll be Chayiv. Because it's the right says Rosh Hashanah Taka. But that Taka carrying it L'Maisa and not be worried about the Diurim, which is the Rabban Negadin. That you don't see in the Sefta. Just as Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, that means you can't throw into it. Aval Taltal, maybe the Metaltal, the Emaloi. Maybe you don't have any right, you're allowed to carry actually there. Kamas Lo Rav, that Chotzer is Mutter to carry in. And it has walls, and it's called walls, and the opening doesn't make a difference. Only the Mavi is also. Kamas Lo, that's what Rav's Chiddush is. Al Kaponim, that's what comes out. And again, in this sugi also, it comes in that Machlekes Emin Oizah and the Beis Meir. If a pirtza that people walk through, it sounds like from here that it doesn't have a problem. It doesn't have a problem. It's a big shayla in halacha. But a kapanim are coming out that if you have a chatzar that has walls and has a door and it's punked open completely to a mavi, it's fine l'fi rav to carry in the chatzar as long as it's not shzesh like shekin ekzef. To cross each other, the shiram goes right through the mavi, right through the chatzar directly. That might be a problem. Mavi mafulish l'fi rav, like we said before, that if zekin ekzef will be a problem. Mavi mafulish. Ad kan the sugya of Rav with the Pirtza Keneged Rechava, Pirtza Keneged Chatzah, and I want to go into new inyanim now, but first we're going to go into inyan of a Mavi Asi Kanadal, which is has to do with the sugya of Mavi Akam. Itmar, Mavi Asi Kanadal. A Mavi is made like a nadal. A nadal is a centipede, it's a type of worm, has a bunch of legs. So here you had a Mavi that had a bunch of different Mavis to the side of it. So it's a machlokes showing them exactly how the mavi looked. So let's just learn, just to simplify this, like the way most rishonim learn Rashi. The mavi had a central street going, like a mavi, central alleyway going through one end to the other end. One end was open to Rishon, the other end was closed, and then that mavi turned and opened to Rishon to the right. It made like a mavi akum. Now across the whole right side of this mavi there was a bunch of more mavis connecting Shiravim to the central mavi. From Shiravim to the central mavi, like a bunch of legs of the noddle. So Rav Shlomo asked that you have to have on two sides to have a noddle. And therefore, Taisus learns that you had the same thing on the other side, just they weren't connected to each other. The two mavis were not connected to each other. As Taisus learns, look at the top Taisus with the picture, because you don't want them to be connected to each other. They're not straight a mavi before it's from one Shiravim to the other Shiravim. So it can't be that's the case. But he wanted to have legs on both sides because that's what a centipede looks like, has legs on both sides. Like upon him, but the case of the Mavi is they have this long Mavi and then a bunch of Mavis to the right of it, 5-6 Mavis. So how do you misakin this? Now, if you think about it, it's like a bunch of Mavi Akums really, because the main one has Shiravim, then it goes to the right, another Shiravim, another one to the right, another Shiravim. A bunch of Mavi Akums. So Gemara says, Itma, Mavi also kenadol. Omar Abaya, Oysa Tzuris HaPesach LeGadol, you make a Tzuris HaPesach for the big Mavi, which means on the entrance right to the Shiravim, to the big Mavi, that's enough. V'hanach Kulu Mishter Lech Kairi, and the rest of them is put a Lech Kairi on two sides of it, that's it. Omale Rava, Rava says, I don't understand. Keman Keshmuel, you're going like Shmuel, Doma Terasik HaSasum, if you're going like Shmuel, the holes, any Mavi Akum has dinner Mavi Sasum, and doesn't need a Tzuris HaPesach at all, so lovely Tzuris HaPesach. So why do you need a Tzuris HaPesach at all? You're putting one by the entrance, you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach at all. Va'oid, the halalach is a problem. The whole Mav Malach and the Avon Adoy, the Choshel of the Rav, we are Choshel of the Rav, we make a Tzuris HaPesach. So what's the cash? So we made a Tzuris HaPesach? No, but then you make a Tzuris HaPesach at every single Mavi that went into the big Mavi, because all those Mavis like a Mavi Akum. Because the Mavi on the door of the big one, Tzuris HaRavim, turns to the right, to another Shiravim. So at every single entrance to every Mavi on every side, you should put a Tzuris HaPesach by the Akmimus, by the corner, by the entrance to the big Mavi, you should put a Tzuris HaPesach to, because that's the corner of the L. Every Mavi is like an L to the big Mavi, going from Shiravim to Shiravim through the big Mavi. So it's two kashas. First of all, if you're going Shmuel, so you don't need Tzuris HaPesach. And the second kashas, you have to go like Rav. If you're Rav, you need Tzuris HaPesach in every single place. So therefore, Rava says that's halacha. Lama Rava, oisa tzuris haPesach lekulu lahaygisa. They put a tzuris Pesach on every single mavi on the side that's next to the big mavi. Veidach gisa mishu lechu kaira. On the other side, they make a lechi and a kaira. That's what Yitaka do. Ad kan the sugya of mavi akum. Now we're going to go into with the placement of the kaira. A little bit about placement of the kaira. Omar of Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Minyoimi, who said Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Malkiyoi, who said Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbe, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbe, a bunch of Kahanim here. Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav, the Rabbe of Rav. But Amrilo, some say the last Rav Kahana was Rav Kahana bar Malki himself. Amrilo, Rav Kahana bar Malki, Hainu Rav Kahana, the Rabbe de Rav. After Rav Kahana was the Rebbe of Rav. What did they say? What did these Kahanim say? What they said was, Mavi should see the echad aruch. You have a mavi. We're always picturing a mavi. We're talking about the open side of the mavi. That it's even. Both sides, the right and left side, the walls, they're in the exact same spot. And you put the kaira over both of them. But let's say one side of mavi jutted out longer than the other side of mavi. See the echad aruch, but see the echad katsu. One side was long, one side was short. So it depends, as he said. Pachos v'arba amas, if the sticking out is less than 4 amas, then meniach is a kara balachson. You can put the kaira on a diagonal. Put it on a diagonal, going from the short side to the long side, and the kaira will be on a diagonal, and you can carry up to the kaira diagonally in the mavi. You can carry up to that kaira. But arba amos, if it's longer by 4 amos, it's jutting out 4 amos longer than the other side. Ain meniach is a kaira kinegad katzer. You only put the kaira kinegad the short wall. You put it straight. You don't put it diagonally. You put it straight kinegad the shorter wall. That's all. So you lose the whole length of that wall that's sticking out of the mavi. You cannot carry there. And the Gemara will explain momentarily pshat in the shita. And Rava Amak Rava argues. And Rava says no echad zeh v'echad zeh meniach is kaira kinegad katzer. Rava says you never put a kaira on the diagonal. You always have to put it straight. Straight. Horizontally, finish, let's be straight. And you know, we always put a connected cut, so it has to be straight from one wall to another wall. It can't be in a diagonal. And then what I was going to explain, Rav Al Mechazel Gazel, Eim Nechaz Kerala, connected cut. If Eim Ba Taimer Didi, I'll explain my Shita. If Eim Ba Taimer Du, I will explain the Shita of Rav Kahana. So he explains, Eim Ba Taimer Didi, Kairu Taimer, Mishum Hecker. I hold Kaira is because of hacker. That's what he holds. And it's because of a hacker. He says, Alachso and Loyav a hacker. When it's on a diagonal, it's not a hacker. Why not? Because people see that you're working with Shisharabim. Because they look at the walls. They don't only look at the Kaira, they look at the walls also. They see it be mishtamish, connected the long part of the Mavi. They see the other side is nothing there. They think you're working in Shisharabim. So they get mixed up still, they let it carry in Shisharabim. So anytime it's diagonal, where the walls don't meet with each other, they're not even with each other, it's a problem because people will think, Rashi, I'll read Rashi inside, Sha'araya, Rashi's mom's right before the wide lines, Sha'araya b'nei movi nim shochin nim shtamshim shirabim, they see they're schlepped into the shirabim and using it there, chutz v'gnegadah kais lakotza, oma, the oimei, they say, mutl shtamshim shirabim, v'she'in oisa oidef, doimashim shirabim, they don't understand that extra part is part of the movi. That's Rava's Shita. If he goes, no matter what, you don't have a Kaira on Alachsa. I'll tell you about them. They hold Kaira Meshumayim Meshumachitza. They hold Kaira Meshumachitza. And if it's Alachsa, also come down, so it's Mechitza. So it's Kabbalah, you have a fourth wall, and it's Mechitza, and you can Meshtamish inside it. I'm going to ask me if it's Mechitza, so why if it's four Amos is a problem then? What's the problem? It's a Mechitza, so why four Amos? So actually, the Rif explains this. The Rif says, "Pirish shemoy ha'aruch ha'oidif alakotz abamas havele kemovui b'fnei atzmoy." It's like its own mavui. V'tzarav mechitza kenegdei. V'mloy ha'aruch alakotz apachas abamas ene kemovui b'fnei atzmoy. So the Rif says extra words. He says like a mavui b'fnei atzmoy. What's the pshat? A person who sees a kaira on that mavui thinks, "Oh, that's its own mavui." Once it's 4 hours long, it gets its own shame mavui, and therefore won't work for the rest of the mavui. So that's machlekes Rava and Rav Kahana, and it comes out the plekis really is if you hold Kaira Mishum Heker or Kaira Mishum Mechitza. Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana says, however, Shmaitz the Kahani, since this is a Shmaitz of all these Kahanim, Emil Mamilsa also say something. I'm also Rav Kahana, I'll say something about it also. Hoda Amrav Nir Kaira Balachsoin, even those Shitas who hold, let it put a Kaira Balachsoin, Loya Moron, Elosh Invachsoin Yosim Master. The length of the diagonal can't be 10 amas long. That means we know a door can't be more than 10 amas long. But here, the door wasn't so wide. It was 5 amas wide. But now if you schlep out the wall long enough, then it's going to be that diagonal by 5 amas. And after a while, the length of that curl will exceed 10 amas. If that length of that curl exceeds 10 amas, it's a problem because it looks like now a door more than 10 amas. It says, if on the diagonal the length of the kair is more than 10 amos, because you don't want to be more than 10 amos long. Actually, in this words, the Ritva speaks out, I think, it's the Ritva, that you don't have to put it in the amos, you just have to make it less than 10 amos. All you have to do is put it less than 10 amos, and that's fine. If it's long enough, 4 amas, the length of the oidif, then you have to make it the kaira kotzer, because there, that oidif is a problem. That oidif is a problem because it's a new mavi. But here, it's just a problem of length of 10 amas. You'll have to put it even just as long as less than 10 amas. So, the Gemara Vaita, a general shayla, a bayaluhu, by every kaira of a mavi, they have this question. Could you be mishtamash actually under the kaira? The Gemara was meramis to this machlekes dafhei, top of dafhei. Are you like mishtamash under the kaira itself? We know the kaira protects the whole mavi, misakin the whole mavi to mishtamash the mavi. What about under the kaira? So it's machlekes. Rav Chia, Rav Yechon Amru, mutl mishtamash tachas kaira. You're allowed to mishtamash under the kaira. Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Bar Rabbi, Rav Shimon Lakos, also mishtamash tachas kaira. Shmuel and Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi and Rav Shimon Lakish, they all say also shtamish tachas akira. What's the biyam machlekes? The Gemara will come out with a ma'isa two biyam machlekes. The Gemara will just try one more. Altogether, three stardom for the biyam machlekes. Leim of Hakam if Gemaris machlekes. The Gemara saw our kaira mishum hacker. One man the Amah holds kaira is mishum hacker, and therefore you could be mishtamish under it. Umar saw our kaira mishum mechitza. The other man the Amah holds kaira mishum mechitza, and mechitza is soysim from the inside border of the kaira. Therefore, you can't mishtamish on the kaira because it's only soysim from the inside border of the kaira. That's one side. But that we don't want to make a machlekes like kaira mishum mechitza mishum hacker. Someone says, "Loi, the kuli alma kaira mishum hacker." Everyone could agree it's hacker, And still, even in Heker, Kibbe Machlekes Kemishdamish under. Why? Some hold that Heker is from the inside. You have to Heker from the inside, therefore, it goes with the inside of the Kairi, Kemishdamish under it. Some hold that Heker is for the outside, and therefore, you could Mishdamish under it. That's one Machlekes. It's in Kairi Mishim Heker, and Machlekes says, is it for the outside people or inside, or the inside people, and therefore, it's Shalosh to give Mishdamish under or not. Everyone agrees with Mishamachitza. What's the Machlekes? The Masal Achud, the premier of Saisim, somehow the inside border comes down in Saisim. Masal Achud, the outside border is Yerub Saisim. That means, Saifel Kar Mishamachitza, Saifel Kar Mishamachitza, still could be a Machlekes if you can Mishamach under it. Omrav Chista, that's all by a Kaira. Between the Lechi, Rashi's lashon rab just means lechi v'avi mavi. Means, but you know, kneged the lechi, crossing the lechi is kul yam meginav mishdamish. What's the pshat? I want you to say what's the shalom hekem mishmuchitza. Taisa speaks out the Ramaskal Akar, the first two lines. The reason is the lechi is lechi doesn't have a shear. Kair had a shear tefach, so there it's enough room that you can mishdamish under it. Lechi is so narrow, can be so narrow. If you allow the mishdamish kneged it, you're sure going to make a mistake and go in the wrong place. Therefore, the masakin you're not allowed mishdamish kneged lechi. That's how it speaks out. We'll stop over here.